Simon Bailey is the UK's most senior police officer dealing with child sex abuse, and he made a lot of news today when he said that low-risk paedophiles should not be jailed and the police should focus on those who are a physical threat to children. We'll get reaction to that now from StopSo, an organisation which works with sex offenders and anyone worried about their sexual thoughts. It's chaired by Juliet Grayson, who is a therapist. What do you think of Simon Bailey's contribution today?
I think what he's saying is exactly right. It's according to the National Crime Agency, there are 750,000 men in the UK with a sexual interest in children. And at the moment, we have 86,000 places in prison for the murderers and the fraudsters and the burglars and everybody. So 750,000 into 86,000. We can't lock them all up. We have to come up with another solution.
What do you do?
We offer therapy across the community, in the community, across the whole of the UK. So we have over 200 therapists trained or in training. So someone contacts StopSo and says, I know I've got a problem and I need some help. And then StopSo will connect them, often within a matter of days, to a therapist who can help them, who lives locally
and
to
that,
where they are.
And that problem, as self-identified, is it the physical abuse of children or is it looking at images online?
The majority of our people are looking at images. The majority of the clients who come to us are either looking at images or they're non-offending paedophiles, which means that they've never actually looked at an image or touched a child, but they're just worried about their sexual thoughts. And one of the things that's happening with StopSo is 38% of the people who come to us haven't yet come to the attention of the police or social services. So we're also stopping the first crime as well as the second, third, fourth or fifth crime.
How do you know you're stopping it?
Because the therapy is effective. We're getting lots of feedback and letters and reports from the therapists and from the clients saying how grateful they are. Last year, we implemented a system to evaluate the whole process, but we haven't yet got results from that. But the individual feedback that people are giving us is that it's working, it's helpful, and it's changing their lives.
What does the therapy involve?
It's a question of looking at what were the predisposing factors that may have contributed to it. So every sex offender I've worked with has had trauma in their own history. They may have been sexually abused, or it may just be that they experienced violence as a child. Often that trauma happened around the age of 8 or 9, and that seems to be a critical time for people. And working on that trauma and healing that and helping them with their self-esteem issues, looking at any factors that will contribute to them reaching out in an inappropriate way sexually. So helping them to create better social relationships with adults. There's masses of things we can do, and we can tailor it to what that individual needs. So by contacting StopSo, they can get the help that they need to make the changes they need. And they're all coming to us asking for help. 89% of them self-refer and are saying, I want help, I want to stop.
Is the job of you and your colleagues easier? I'm not suggesting in any way easy, but is it easier because you're dealing with people who have asked for help?
Certainly, I think that's true. And it's not only easier, but it means that we know that they're coming wanting to not start in the first place or to stop. And we have an online survey, which I looked at last week, and it's been filled in by 145 sex offenders. I was staggered to find that 72% of them know that they have inappropriate sexual behaviour by the time they're 25, and 51% knew by the time they were 16. So it could be your son or your daughter who's struggling with sexually inappropriate behaviour or sexually inappropriate thoughts. And isn't it better to give them therapy to stop them from getting themselves into trouble rather than locking them all up and throwing away the key when actually they're going to come out anyway at some point?
Thank you. From StopSo, that's Juliet Grayson.